Hello there, this is Infinity, and this is going to be an introduction to my meditations. If you've never done them before, they're a little different than a lot of other types of meditation. And first off, the reason why we're doing this introduction to my meditations is because I have been guided to, if not daily, as much as possible, put out a daily meditation. And these can be maybe, I guess, 10 minutes long, 15 minutes long, 20 minutes long, to much longer, I guess. Really depends on what's going on. Typically, when I've done meditations, either live or recorded, they are longer. When we've done them live in my YouTube live events that I do for some full moons, new moons, stargates, haven't done them this month, the month of May 2020. It's when we're starting this. And today happens to be, oh wow, look at that. It is 5:14 on 5:14 as I'm recording this. I didn't even think about that. Wow. Well, there we go. And so 5:14 on May 14th, and we have not done live events recently, but I am going to be doing at least recorded, they may be live sometimes, but at least recorded meditations. And like I was saying, in my live events, a lot of times they can be really long, an hour and a half to 2 hours at times, but there's also been long periods of channeling that takes place in the meditations, and that could go on for 10, 15, 20 minutes of its own little piece in the meditation. So, like I said, my meditations are very different than most. But one of the things we'll start with that's important to understand is that the body gets the whole point of the meditations is to activate the body, work with with all your main chakras, to connect spiritually, to get messages, to ground with Gaia, all this different kind of stuff. And so when this directive came a few days ago that I would be, I guess it's been like two or three days for counting today, and like I said, it's just past 5 o'clock in the morning. I've been up for about an hour and a half at least. I woke up at like 3 something in the morning, 3:30 or 3:17, something like that. And I am planning on doing these meditations, recording them early in the morning when I wake up, because I usually wake up between 3 and 4 in the morning, or if I'm up really late, then I will try to get to them as soon as I can when I get up in the morning. But it's nice and quiet in the middle of the night. This is why a lot of us wake up at this time. It's a great time to meditate because it is quiet, or to work. I mean, it's a good time to do lots of things, to be up in the middle of the night. And this is why this happens to a lot of us. So anyway, one of the things to understand about my meditations is that the body gets really activated and tingly and even itchy, especially in the back, around the shoulder blades, top of the head, the face, all over will get very tingly and activated. So it's very natural to want to scratch or itch these places, and you may most certainly can do that. The thing about my meditations is there can be a lot of movement in there, and then we could start off standing up sometimes, but typically we'll be sitting and your body will be really activated. You may even feel like at times it feels good to sway as you're sitting there, and do that. You're encouraged to move around and to engage with your body and not ignore it if that's how the energy is being processed, as long as you keep your eyes closed so you don't get distracted with what's going on in your environment. Even if there's nothing going on, just opening up your eyes and looking and is enough to distract you from what's going on. So as long as you keep your eyes closed, you're encouraged to move however you need to stay comfortable, to engage with the body, to acknowledge what's going on with the energy as it goes on. Now, we're going to try to keep these meditations to something shorter than something longer, unless there's some type of special occasion thing going on, because we want to be able to count on doing these and getting our body ready for the day or the rest of the day, whenever they happen to come out for you guys. I'll try to get them out as early as possible, but shit happens. So anyway, but to try to get your body into a certain more neutral, clear, grounded, focused, aligned, in flow space to go about the rest of your day or evening, whenever it is that you get around to doing the meditation, because it's not like right when I put them out everybody's going to be able to do them. So we're not going to be calling them like the daily morning meditations or anything like that, because we realize that you could be doing them at any time of the day, and you're encouraged to do them whenever it is that you have the time or find the time or make the time to do them. And you can see daily how long they're going to be. Like, oh, I need 30 minutes for this one. Oh, I need 45 minutes for this one. Oh, this one's only 15 minutes. Oh, so you'll see that. So you'll know ahead of time how much time you need to carve out for that. So that should be pretty easy. The other thing to think about is possibly having a meditation journal where whatever may come up as far as symbols or visions or messages that come through for you as you meditate. It could be very similar if you have a dream journal. A lot of people have dream journals because they remember a lot of pieces of their dreams and they can write them down and kind of put things together. So this could be very similar. Meditation journal for these meditations. We do very quickly go into a higher plane of consciousness with these astral meditations. That's why we call them guided astral meditations, because it's like I said, it's not your typical meditation. We're raising our consciousness to a higher place, and all sorts of things can happen there. And it's much like a dream in the sense when you get back into body and back into this reality, where a lot of that can go fuzzy and get lost. And it may even help to listen to the meditation when you're not meditating, because that'll remind you possibly of what happened. If you go back, if you do the meditation again, Something else might happen or other things may come to you. It's not going to be the repeat of the meditation that you did before. It's always going to be different. So aside from that, which is cool, you can do that whenever you want, but you're going to be coming back down into this dimension and into your body. And again, things will be fuzzy. They'll stay more, in your consciousness, in your, what would that be? Your delta? I can never remember those, the different states. I always confuse them. They'll stay more in your conscious state the longer that you do this type of thing, and you really try to remember what happens in the meditations as far as the information that comes. But it's definitely a thing that happens where a lot is forgotten, just because the shift in what's going on with your consciousness and time also is a factor. So if it's an hour meditation that we're in that space working in meditation, it won't feel like an hour. It'll feel like 30 minutes, but then it will say an hour. And that is something that is definitely a thing, because we're, as we go up into the higher frequencies, as our consciousness leaves our physical body and this physical plane, time has a very different, feeling to it, and we can really understand how energy and where our focus and our energy is really depends on how time moves and how time is not linear. And in these astral meditations, it's definitely a way to see that, and people always totally trip out, whether it's the guided astral meditations or when I do healings for people, they'll just be like, I can't believe how much time went on or passed by. And I'm like, yeah, I know, it's really weird. It's always weird at all. So get used to not getting used to that. It's always going to feel weird because it's weird. It's just as weird. It's just weird. It's kind of like that. You slept for 2 hours, but it feels like you slept for 10 kind of things. It's weirder than that, because you're meditating, you're not asleep. You're hearing my voice, you're going through what we're doing, and you're used to measuring that in a certain way of how long that might be. So you think you put a timestamp on 30 minutes, and then when you get conscious, you get back into body and you look at the time and you realize you're off by half at least. You're like, what? That can't be right. But it's right as far as what the clock is saying and what the time stamp says, and there, you can't really argue with it. It just doesn't feel that way because you're literally somewhere else on a different way of measuring time in your consciousness. So those two things will never line up. It'll just get, you'll just come to be used to recognizing that it's always going to be there, and that it's just always going to be weird. So there you go. What else? So prepare yourself with some kind of journal, or if it's just taping voice notes on your phone, you can do that. So keep a folder on your phone, make sure that it's backed up to your cloud, and you have this, you can go back and refer to. So since you're done with your meditation, just turn on the voice recorder and just start talking about the meditation, or you can write stuff down, either on your notes on your phone or computer, or in an actual physical journal with a pen or a pencil. So whatever works for you to document and to keep things kind of straight. I'm understanding it, The purpose of these meditations are just to give us more keys to unlock more doors, to help us remember just different facets of our past lives and all of this stuff. It's been quite a theme this month, where the mirror is a theme, and looking into our past lives and getting information. And I'm going to be putting out shortly also another my first, well, I'm not going to get into that right now, but there's just more of that going on, and so I've been working on my oracle. So but this is just to have you understand how this works for my meditations, what to expect. Like I said, they will hopefully be daily and not always super, super long. They're not really, I mean, I'm not really sure what to expect, to be honest with you. I really never am. I am not in charge. That's the other thing to know. I am not in charge of my meditations. They are very divinely guided and spontaneous as we get into them. Every single one I've ever done, I've maybe got information of little glimpses of what may come up in the meditation, but for the most part, I am not taking the credit for any of the meditations and what comes up in them, how we, you know, I just feel into it. I am guided through them myself, so it's just an echo of what I'm hearing to put out there, really. So this is why I don't know. I don't know how long they'll be every day. I am not in charge of that. I don't know exactly for sure that I'll be doing them every day. I'm hearing that it's definitely a priority for us to do them as much as possible. So there will be days in which it doesn't happen because of my schedule, my day, my life. And, but that it is a priority for me to do them, and they'll just be meditations that I'll do as early as I can, as I wake up very early, as I said, and I can, it's something that I'm being guided to do for myself. And this also may morph, and I may have days where we get together live to do these meditations, and I'm just seeing and feeling a lot of different things with this. So, but we're getting started here, and hopefully you'll join us every single day. And yeah, I guess that's it. So thanks for listening to this explanation for meditating with Infinity and Company. I think I covered everything. Just expect to feel things in your body. Oh yes, come with it. Before you start your meditations, make sure you have something in your stomach. If you're doing them first thing in the morning, at least have a bowl of cereal or a granola bar or something, because no matter how long or how short these meditations are, we really cycle through and burn off a lot and use a lot of energy, and that tends to really push through the digestive process. So you'll go from not being very hungry to being starving, and we don't want that. So it's good to have some form of sustenance in your belly before you start. Nothing too heavy that's gonna distract in its own way. And don't eat too much either, where that's a problem. Don't fill yourself up, but get nice and comfortable in your belly with food, so you're not distracted by your growling belly like mine is doing right now. I haven't eaten anything today, just had a little bit of tea. So don't do that and then do a meditation. Make sure you eat first. Okay, so Oh, and the other thing would be it's a good idea to do these meditations with an eye mask on. So, eye mask, you can move your body, just keep your eyes closed. I don't know why that didn't come up when I was talking about that, but eye mask, keep your eyes closed. Know that time is different in these meditations. Have some type of journal for them. This will help keep symbols and messages, and visits from whomever may come up for you, or whatever ideas may spring up for you. I mean, there's so many things that can go on in a meditation, especially where we go. So you want to keep that straight with some type of journal, and you may consider listening to them again when you're not in meditation to help as you're going through. Maybe not for everyone, but maybe for some of them. You may consider doing them multiple times. Maybe not for all of them, but maybe for some of them. Just depending how this rolls out and how it works for you and what you're personally going through or whatever. And I guess last but not least, it would be make sure you have a full belly. So I guess that's it. If I think of anything else, I'll put it in the description. Otherwise, yeah, guess that's it. So come back, enjoy my meditations, hopefully, and share them with other people, hopefully. And infinite love and blessings. Don't forget, the key is to create. And I love you already and always live in love. Bye, guys.